In Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
You're tuned into your home for the Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Matt Piper in New York. At least 26 people are dead after devastating tornadoes sweep through Mississippi. The Secretary of Homeland Security and the FEMA Administrator will travel there tomorrow to survey the damage. Correspondent Omar Villafranca is in Silver City.
The view above Silver City, Mississippi shows devastation all around. Homes flattened, cars destroyed, and trees split apart.
We lost everything, but we got our life.
I've been living here since I married my wife.
Rayford Thomas has lived in the Old Town subdivision for 30 years. He almost died in his home when the tornado ripped through the neighborhood.
Former President Trump was in Waco, Texas tonight, the first rally of his 2024 presidential campaign. It comes as possible criminal charges from the Manhattan District Attorney could be just days away. CBS's Kaylee Huey Burns.
Facing the prospect of becoming the first former president to be criminally indicted, Trump kicked off his third White House campaign in Waco.
When this election is over, I will be the president of the United States. You will be vindicated and proud, and the thugs and criminals who are corrupting our justice system will be defeated, discredited, and totally disgraced.
As Trump's legal challenges intensify, so too has his rhetoric, taking to social media to warn of death and destruction if he's indicted.
That is Russian President Vladimir Putin says his country will station tactical nuclear weapons next door in Belarus. Former CBS News Moscow Bureau Chief Beth Noble.
The Russians are not just sending tactical nuclear weapons to Belarus. They're building a new storage facility there and also sending warplanes and missile systems that could launch those small nuclear weapons.
Now to Ukraine. Thousands of Ukrainian children are suffering from psychological trauma because of Russia's invasion. Correspondent Remy Innocencio is in Kyiv.
Ganna Barago is founder of Equine Therapy Center Spirit Warrior. People who come here feel as if they've gone back to their childhood. Animals can't criticize. They can't judge. It gives people a chance to be at one with themselves. Barago says more than 5,000 children have come here for mental healing, redirecting their trauma and recentering themselves through touch and care.
Andrew Lloyd Webber's oldest son, Nick, has died. He was 43 and was a Grammy-nominated composer and record producer in his own right. His father, the famed composer, had been offering updates on Nick's health on social media in recent days. On Thursday, he said his son had been moved to hospice and was battling away against gastric cancer. This is CBS News.
Progressive Insurance. Drivers who switch and save with Progressive save nearly $700 on average. Call or click today and find out if we could save you hundreds on your car insurance.
This Inside Edition update is sponsored by Indeed. Beware of shrinkflation at the grocery store.
Supermarket guru Phil Lempert says pay attention to the small print.
We need to look at the net weight. We need to look at the unit prices.
Lempert says many companies have changed the size of the packaging, all in an effort to avoid raising prices.
Need to hire? You need Indeed. Just sponsor a post and receive a short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credits.
Nerds. Here at NerdWallet, we often see people struggle with financial decisions, like with Helen. Hey, Helen.
Hello.
Helen, you're all over the place.
I'm trying to pick a rewards credit card, and I've ended up, well, everywhere.
With NerdWallet, you don't have to feel all over the place. NerdWallet has side-by-side comparisons of top credit cards, so whether you need a card for groceries or travel, the smartest card for you is right there.
Wow. Now I'm in one place with the right travel rewards card. Nice.
Nice indeed. NerdWallet, the smartest decision for all your financial decisions.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Partly cloudy overnight with a low of 23. Northwesterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Daytime highs approaching 44. Tomorrow, overcast. Mainly cloudy skies expected. Tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 24. High temperatures reach up to 44. Monday, under cloudy skies. 43 Tuesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 35.
Scorpion rising into the sun. A jump of life is rolling swiftly down the length of your tongue.
dry. Tarred the day, but black the sky.
Thank you. Maxine Kevy, we are local music. There's two songs from The Mighty Last Crack at 11 o'clock. We call it Essential Last Crack. That was Energy Mine from the Burning Time CD. From Red Run Head Start Screaming with Sean Anthony Brown on vocals, we heard Squeeze It. Essential Last Crack happens every Saturday at 11 o'clock here on Max Inc. Radio. How you doing, everybody? I'm Jimmy K. Rocker's gone for the night, so it's just me. Coming up next week, Joel from 20 Minute Mission will join us here on Max Inc. Heavy. They just put out a new release recorded at Megatone Studios with the guitarist from Last Crack, Paul Schluter. We'll play a track before the midnight hour from 20 Minute Mission. Max Inc. Radio is sponsored by Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen, Sun Prairie, a locally owned restaurant, brewery with outdoor seating, and a live music offering as well. FullMileBeerCompany.com for more information. Also by Weikert Realtors Lake Point. Let us open the door to your future home. Stop into our office on Atwood Avenue on Madison's East Side or find them online at Weikert-LakePoint.com. And by Zippy Lou Coffee and Donuts. Coffee, donuts, fried chicken on North Sherman Avenue on Madison's North Side. Check them out online at ZippyLouMadison.com. Original local hard rock, metal, and punk from the state of Wisconsin. These guys have a show coming up Friday, April 21st. With All Meridians, Thunder Goat, and Illusion of Fate. We're going to play some All Meridians here shortly and Illusion of Fate in the next half hour. Right now, it's Order of the Jackal and Immortal Witness. It's Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media. We are local music. Weeks on Max Inc. Heavy. We are local music. Music on the way from 20 Minute Mission. We'll do some Bronze Scorpion and Illusion of Fate out of Milwaukee. Right now, some classic rock from Madison from 1990 and their debut album, Gardens of Machinery. It's Rapscallion on Max Inc. Heavy.
For the people.
CBS News Brief. Powerful tornadoes wiped out towns in rural Mississippi. Rolling Fork resident Christine Chin.
Got calm, and then all of a sudden everything just like a big old train or something coming through. And I just got in the hallway at my house.
Former President Trump back on the campaign trail in Waco, Texas.
They've got nothing. They've got nothing. Think of it. 11 million pages. And my tax returns on top of it, and they're a big return. It probably makes me the most innocent man in the history of our country.
Russian President Vladimir Putin says he'll station nuclear weapons outside of his country.
This is done with kind of to avoid, if you will, misunderstanding and misrepresentation. So even though some people think it's an escalation, one can argue that the Russians are being rather cautious in how they are presenting this nuclear move.
Defense security expert Daniel Gouray. CBS News Brief, I'm Matt Piper.
Weather brought to you by Nextech Glass, your hometown experts for auto, residential, and commercial glass repair and replacement. please visit nexttechglass.com. That's nexttechglass.com.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous Ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
I'm Pat Kreitlow from Up North News. On an earlier edition, we talked to three women, med students, about whether they're going to stay in Wisconsin to practice medicine.
All this Roe v. Wade stuff, and now OBGYN's hands are so tied. I don't want to go through 12 years of training to have some person that didn't do training tell me how to do my job.
It is not a binary choice. You're for or against abortion. It is a healthcare decision. We all have those stories, and people want to hear them.
Don't miss the real stories here on Up North News.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Brock.
Pro tip, if you look up a chili recipe and it doesn't have pasta in it, don't think you can just use all of the same ratios, and adding a box of pasta will not just make it into pasta with chili as the sauce.
You added an entire box of pasta?
I did.
Yeah, that's a little much.
That's too much. Mm-hmm. I had no supervision.
Or like a chili hot dish.
Yeah, exactly.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 11 to 2 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Oh,
Find us on Facebook and become a fan. It's Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
We'll be right back.
Johnny Cash Out, That's Not Dead Yet on Maxine Kevy. 20-Minute Mission before that with their new song, Six Words. Bon Scorpion with Grievous Angel in there, too. Both of those bands are going to be at the Rigby Friday, March 31st with Time to Kill. And Illusion of Fate out of Milwaukee with their song, As the Leaves Fall from King of the Serpents. Thanks for listening to Max Inc. Radio tonight. Really appreciate it. Hope you get a chance to tune in tomorrow at 6 p.m. for the rebroadcast on Sunday night and a brand new show next Saturday here on the Civic Media Radio Network. I got music on the way from Vermilion. They're playing Sunday. That's tomorrow at the Crucible, and Casket Robber just around the corner. They're playing March 30th at the High Noon Saloon. Right now it's the Faith Hills Have Eyes. They had their CD release party on Thursday. Here's the title track from their new album, The Riff Element. It's Max St. Kevy. We are local music.
What? left sideline. Going to Davis at the top. Feeds Wall high to the right. Tigers down one. 13:40 remaining. Klesman finds it cutting. Davis Wall on the left. Up and in. It counts at a foul. Oregon extending things a little bit on the defensive end. A siege it against Ward. Throwing to Gilmore, top of the circle. Finds a cutting Hepburn to the rim, and he'll send it in. Chucky Hepburn, slam dunk. This zone here from Oregon. Klesman feeds Wall. Shot clock at five. Skip pass Chucky. Snaps off a three. Right side. Book it! Chucky Hepburn for three. And it's 59-57 Wisconsin. And Soares inbounding, the seven-footer Crowell in his face. Soares winds up, heaves it deep, and it's knocked away. And Guerrier for three, and the tie back run, no good. And it's off to Las Vegas.
WFHR Wisconsin, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM, and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.